Counting my blessings, I list how magical I am. Counting my blessings, I list how magical I am. Have I ever thought about being magical? Have I ever thought about how marvelous the world is, how strange and beautiful the world is, and I have not even begun to recognize how wonderful it is. I have not even begun to recognize how grand it is. Yes, the world is wonderful. How do I begin to recognize that the world is wonderful? How do I begin to recognize that everything in this world is spectacular? Everything in this world is outstanding. Everything in this world is amazing and beautiful. How do I begin to recognize that? Well, I begin to recognize that by counting my blessings, by listing. It's a list of how magical I am. Now, what is a blessing that I have? I have a blessing that I like me. Now, if I don't like me, why should anybody else? If I don't like me, why should the world think that I'm a wonderful person? If I don't like me, why should the world like me? I have to start out with me. And when I count that as my blessing, that I like myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that, and I say that wonderfully and powerfully, because oftentimes we do foolish things, we do silly things, and then we don't like ourselves for what we've done, and it's past, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's done. We can't change it. We can't bring something new into place for it. It is done. And so the thing to do is to go on and like yourself and do things that make you like yourself. Do things that are pleasing to you and pleasing to your world. If you are driving down the street and someone drives naughtily in front of you and they make you irritated and you get angry at them and yourself, you haven't helped anything at all. But when someone drives incorrectly in front of you, and you look at them and you say, "Bless you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. May all your days and all your ways be filled with happiness and peace." And mean it. And think of it from that point of view. Then I'm counting my blessings. Because that's a blessing I'll have in my heart and my mind and my soul. That's a blessing that I will be living and I'll be thinking and I'll be knowing. And as I think, live, and know that blessing, then that blessing is my life. It is how magical I am. I changed an attitude from a negative attitude of this driver driving in front of me, irritating me, to a positive attitude of blessing him, of loving him, of seeing all good in his life, all good in his ways, and not being irritated at him. If I'm irritated at him, then I am as much of a curse on life as he is. And if I call him bad, then I am bad. Because it takes me being bad to see him being bad. And what a silly thing to do. What a silly thing ever to do to go around life calling anything bad. Because if I call anything bad, I am calling myself bad. If I'm judging anything, I'm judging myself. Do I have the right, the privilege, do I have the ability to judge others? Do I have the ability to judge anything in my world? Not really. I only have the ability to love me and love everything in my world. Now, just think in the broadness of your thinking. Could God make a mistake? Could God do a dumb thing? And you have to answer to yourself, no, because God is all and God is only good and God is fantastic. That's how we think about God. So, if we think about God and God created you and me, then we're a creation of God. We are God. We are the ideal. Can we ever do anything bad or anything wrong? No. And yet we allow ourselves to judge others, and in that judgment we are saying that we did something wrong. Because if we are created by the infinite creator, and if we are the infinite creator, and if we are creating all of our creation around us by our own infinite self, then it must be good and it must be fantastic. And yet, if we judge it, then it's not good and it's not fantastic. For whatever we have created, we cannot judge. We can only determine, do we want to continue with that type of creation? Do we want to continue with the creation of a tire being flat? And no. So we put a fresh tire on, or we take care of the tire, we replace it, or we fix it. But we don't go along with a flat tire, because that is not harmonious for us. We don't judge it. We don't judge it to say it's bad. We just say, we will fix it. We will see it right, see it whole, see it perfect. And as we see it perfect, then it is perfect. Never in our life can we ever judge anything. We can count our blessings and thereby list how magical we are. And how magical are we? How fantastic are we? How glorious are we? How beautiful are we? How amazing are we? Just start counting your blessings today. And as you count the blessings in your life, as I do in my life, I say, I am love. I am love. I am pure love. I am unconditional love. I surround everyone with my pure unconditional love. I surround everyone with my wonderful love. And I see everyone loving. I see everyone enjoying harmony and peace and love in their life. I see everyone in perfect balance in their life. I see everyone doing everything great and glorious and good. There's nothing to improve, just things that are getting, so to speak, better and better and better. But there's no improvement. And they get better by our doing them again and again and again. And so when I tell the man driving in front of me who is driving erratic, and I say, hey, I surround you with my pure white light of love. Have a good day. You're at peace now. Whatever irritated you is gone now, and you're surrounded by my love, and so you're having a happy, wonderful day, and you're driving that way. Yes. Yes. That's what makes the difference in the world, isn't it? That's what makes the difference in life. When we take charge, count your blessings. And as you count your blessings, you find that all of life is a blessing. If you count your unfortunate things, well, that's going to build up that experience for you. I don't have money. I don't have money. I don't have money. Oh, why do you say that? I have money. I have abundance. I am independently wealthy. I'm a happy guy. Speak the truth about yourself all the time and watch it multiply gloriously in your life. Count your blessings every moment, every day. Count your blessings every moment of every day. Count them, count them, count them. And list how magical you are. I know when I list how magical I am, I feel utterly fantastic. I feel utterly glorious. I feel as though I'm on top of the world. And when I choose to do things, I choose to do them in a beautiful way. When I choose to walk down the street, I walk down the street with a happy heart. When I go anywhere, the people are polite and lovely to me as I am to them. As I do anything in my life, it is glorious and good and wonderful. And everything I do is fantastic. Everything I do is amazing. Everything I do is beyond belief, because it is who I am and what I am and where I am and why I am. I count my blessings. Every day, I count my blessings. I spend most of my day counting my blessings. And when I'm not counting my blessings, I'm living my blessings. And when I'm not living my blessings, I am my blessings. And when I'm not being that I am my blessings, I am listing how magical I am. Yep. Today you can list how magical you are. You can count your blessings and find out that you really are a fantastic person and that life is glorious and good every moment of it. Have a lovely day. I know I am. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.